Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. Checking for hip-hop or checking for R&B. Not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest. These plates showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Arts in your end, but always keep the fellas tone. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people, intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop of what's current in the news. Wednesday days of 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set up Warzel 1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, dog, the flow don't stop. Got your cat 1, airwaves on lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Yo, yo, here we are. Man, we was having technical difficulties real quick. But, yeah, we got it on the spot, man. I'm going to try to reboot the system real quick and let you guys check this out real quick, man. So give me a second. Having issues. You know, I got a new laptop, so be like that sometimes. But, yeah, let me go into a little quick mute. And I'll be back in 1 second. We starting off on a sour note, but we're going to go into song real quick.
Since a youngin', now we dreamin' of getting rich. Look at me, my nigga, fantasized about a white picket fence. It's the trees, my nigga, used to want a pathfinder with some tents. That's all I need, my nigga, throw some 20s on that bitch and get it rinsed. But now I see, my nigga, that the world's a lot bigger ever since. Picked up the paper and they say my nigga Eddie caught a body, I'm convinced. Anybody is a killer, all you gotta do is push them to the limps. Fuck being timid in the civic, politicking with the pushers and the pimps. I'm trying to write a story, can I get a glimpse? And can I get a glimpse? Last night I had a bad dream. That I was trapped in the city, then I asked, is that really such a bad thing? They robbing niggas on the daily, can you blame a nigga that ain't ever had things? Guess not. Last night, they put up on my nigga at the light like, nice watch, run it.
Hands in the air now. Hands in the air,
run it.
Hands in the air now. Hands in the air,
run it.
Hands in the air now. Hands in the air. Hands in the air now. Hands in the air.
Small town nigga, Hollywood dreams. I know that everything that glitters ain't gold. I know that shit ain't always good as it. But tell me till you get it, how could you know?
How could you know?
How could you know? Listen up, I'm about to go and get rich. Fuck with me, my nigga. We gon' suck around the villain, hit a lick. Cop some tree, my nigga, and some powder, bag it up and make a flip. You gon' see, my nigga, one day we gon' graduate and cop a brick. And that's the key, my nigga, listen up, I'm about to go and get rich. Stand back and watch if you want to, nigga. Me, I want my pockets fatter, better, bitch. Tired of seeing niggas flaunt, I wanna flaunt too, nigga. Watch some rollers in the fucking Crown Vic. Trying like a nigga up, that's what they won't do, nigga. Wanna know a funny thing about this shit? Even if you let them kill your dream, it'll haunt you, nigga, haunt you.
Last night I had a bad dream that I was trapped in the city. Then I asked, is that really such a bad thing? I look around like, do you want to be another nigga that ain't never had things? Guess not. Last night, we pulled up on a nigga at the light like, nice watch, run it.
Hands in the air, now, hands in the air.
Run it.
Hands in the air, now, hands in the air.
Run it.
Hands in the air, now, hands in the air. Hands in the air, now, hands in the air.
Wow, having all type of technical difficulties tonight. What the fuck? Anyway,
I'm having a technical difficulty too.
Yeah, I got your message. You walking
you
around here
it?
With a sore throat? Yeah. What happened? What was you drinking?
Man, I wasn't drinking anything. It was like last Thursday. I was fine. I came home, I guess I was laughing too much because I started coughing, and it sounded like this. So I'm like, what the hell? Who is this?
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get it. This actually sounds better. Man, I was sounding like,
you going to eat that cornbread? Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, my allergies or whatever this is, man, my throat is, like, really irritated right now. So it's like,
see, it's
got
like
something.
That was Monday and Tuesday. It was scratchy in the morning. I kept doing that, and then it went away. And then Thursday, it was like, I got a hold.
Yeah, it's crazy. This, you know, up here in Chicago, you know, with all the extra foolishness and with the weather getting hot and everything, you know, it flip-flops back and forth. So this cough is like kicking my ass and everything. One minute it's cool, the next minute it's like something irritates it, and here I am. But yeah, here we are, another Wednesday, doing what it do. Nodja Head Radio is in full effect. I hit y'all off with J. Cole, Two Cities. And I got some new music today. I actually picked up a few things. Got some new Talib Kweli, got some Game. Got some Madlib and Blue. I got some joints for today, man. You know, today we're going to have, well, hopefully we're going to have one half of Mobb Deep. The legendary Prodigy is going to be here today, from Mobb Deep. And, man, we're going to just chop it up with him and we're going to get into the show. I kicked it with D last night for a little bit, and I got to tell you, man, D is an incredible dude, and I'm going to say this because his ability to just get on Twitter and get these celebrities and people on the show. Last night I got to talk, I can't remember his last name, but a lot of y'all, if you ever saw Revenge of the Nerds, y'all remember Booker.
Craig something.
I can't remember his name, man. But I was just in awe because we were on the show talking to this dude, and it was like, man, me, D, and Leo were on the show. And I just happened to call in, man, because, I grew up. I was 14 when Revenge of the Nerds came out. That was like 30 years ago. And just to actually hear this cat on the show and his voice, I was like, that's fucking Booger. That's dude from Revenge of the Nerds, man. And I'm envisioning him, you know, me and Derek. I mean, me and, well, yeah, he's a government man again. But me and D, you know, we grew up in the 80s, and we listened to Revenge of the Nerds, Revenge of the Nerds 2, Better Off Dead. We grew up watching some of the 80s comedies movies, you know, when this guy, you know, he went from Nerds to, you know, when he was a teen, he was part of, well, I won't say he was part of the Brat Pack, but he was in the in that era when the Brat Pack was out. And, you know, he did Moonlighting. And he was on a whole bunch of different shows, and now he's on Supernatural as a character. He's a voice of a character. And, you know, it's like I say, just sitting here listening to this dude, man, and actually just like, wow, this is surreal. It's not like it ain't a feeling like you in front of the cat, like you at a Comic-Con or some shit or some type of convention. But, I mean, just the fact that D is able to pull these people on the show and they come. They come, you know. We had the pleasure of talking to Ernest Thomas. Ernest L. Thomas, you know, he does the L. It's like Samuel L. Jackson, so Ernest Thomas. And for those who don't know who Ernest Thomas is, it was a show back on in the 70s and in part of the 80s and 90s. Very first show Martin Lawrence ever got his break on was What's Happening and What's Happening Now. And we got to talk to Ernest, man. I don't mean Ernest from, you know, Ernest Goes to Jail and, you know, no, I mean Ernest Raj, man, we got to talk to Raj, and dude was hilarious, man, and it's just, it's phenomenal, man, what we do on this station, man, and what we're able to achieve on this station, and who we're able to talk to on this station, and, you know, I mean, I can't say it enough, and it ain't like we sitting over here, you know, bragging and shit, man, but we really don't get paid anything for doing this. This is just out of the love, man. And these cats come on the show, don't know shit about us, man, don't know what type of ratings we getting, none of that. And they come on the show, and they enjoy themselves, man. We ain't asking them no stupid-ass questions. We ain't, you know, doing no stupid. I mean, they come on the show, man, out of love, man. And, you know, that speaks of volumes to me, man, because, you know, that was my childhood, man. You know, 14 years old, man, and I was even younger, you know, when what happened, what that was like 77. I had to be like 9 or 10 around that time, man. 9 or 10 around, you know, when that show was on. And then, you know, even further in age, you know, with What's Happening Now in the 90s and stuff like that, 16s and 17s. It's just crazy, man, you know, that we are able to do this, man, and just talk to these people, man. You know, like I said, it's not the same as, like, actually being there in front of them, but it's pretty damn close because, you know, they call up on the show and we just talk to them, man. And that, if anything, should speak to our listeners and viewers, man. I mean, like I say, D does puts in a lot of work. I can't even trip, man. You know, he puts in a lot of legwork to make this happen. And sometimes it don't, you know, like I say, I'm not certain if Prodigy is going to call for real or not, you know, because we do have that. But it's just crazy, man, that the amount of effort that is put into this show or these shows, and these guys really show up and call. And then, you know, they come in with a sense of, you know, they kind of like, okay, how is this going to work? Because, you know, we really didn't run. You know, most people, celebs come in with a set type of questions they want to be asked. And like I say, we don't ask them no stupid shit. But we do talk to them and everything. We talk, like, you know, like me, when me and you talk Red on the phone or whatever, you know, we talk to them like we've known them all our lives, man. Just ask them.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask them straightforward questions and stuff, man. So that's pretty cool, man. That was a pinnacle in my life, man, to talk to them too, man. I mean, it's other people too that I really want to talk to. You know, it's people that Deed had on the show, man. Why it's like, yeah, whatever. You know, I might pop on and say some shit, but I mean, no, I really generally made an effort to get on that show, man, because those were two characters in my life that I actually grew up. No, there's no counting how many times I've watched Revenge of the Nerds, you know, at the show and then on cable, you know, on TV, man, you know, and I still crack up, man, every time I see them cats, man. You know, what I wanted to ask him is, like, does he still, you know, stay in contact with, like, some of the cast members and everything? And where the hell is Lamar? You know what I'm saying? Has anybody seen Lamar since the show ended?
That was kind of made out of sound effect.
No, Lamar was the gay one. He was the black gay one in the Nerds. I think you're thinking about Police Academy.
Oh, damn.
About Police Academy with sound effects. So you had a whole another 80s series. But I would like to know what the fuck happened to, what happened to Steve Guttenberg. I know Hightower is dead. Tackleberry is dead.
Damn.
Nobody knows who Steve Guttenberg is. I know the little mousy chick is around somewhere. The guy that makes the sounds, he's still around. He had a comedy show. I can't remember his name, man, but he had a comedy show at one point, man. Yeah, so they say, you know, half the Police Academy squad is dead. The main characters that you would have saw anyway. Like I say, Hightower Bubba is gone, and Tackleberry is dead. I think a few other ones passed away and everything, man. But yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. But yeah, we got a good show for you tonight. So yeah, again, we got Prodigy from Mobb Deep coming. Mobb Deep, I meant Mobb Deep. I can't talk today. Today is like one of them weird ass days, man. Where you I don't know. I'm off today. You know, the show started off fucked up, and I'm just off today. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I'm off. Probably because I'm tired, man. It's been a long couple of days here, man.
It's usually what it is when you're tired.
It is, man. But, mm-hmm. Man, did you hear Rick Ross call off his engagement, man?
He probably thought about it. I'm going to have to give her half.
Okay, you all right? Yeah? No? Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Okay. I said he
must
probably was mad
because
he had to
difficulties. I'm telling you, man, it's like gremlins or something is in this joint, man. Man, I don't know what the fuck's going on. It's like straight up gremlins. But, yeah, Rick Ross, man. Called off his engagement, man. He said, fuck that shit. It's a wrap, man. They're not saying why or what the
maybe
fuck
happened.
Maybe
it was a publicity thing.
But from what I'm reading off of allhiphop.com, from what they're saying, oh, well, yeah, let's do that. All right, let's go. Let's skip that. From what they're saying, he called off his engagement to Lyra Galore, and he apparently deleted all the pics of her off his Instagram except one. There's also been a rumor floating around that the chick slept with Wiz Khalifa, and she got online and said that never happened, whatever. She never met Wiz. Whatever. Basically, to make a long story short, man, this motherfucker, he broke the whole engagement off. He was just like, fuck that. It's over, son. We ain't doing
like,
it. He just broke the whole thing off. And it's crazy because people are speculating, making, you know, small talk about it and whatnot, man. I'm just like, well, why are we even worried about that, though? This is Rick Ross. This is another stripper chick. I mean, why are we really tripping on that, man? You know, that shit happens, you know. People break up, they get back together, break up, get back together, and we tripping off this, man, you know. It's strange. Red, I don't know if you say anything, but maybe you might want to try to call back and see what's up with you on the show. It looks like you're in hold or something. Yeah, so you just dropped. So, anyway, I'm going to hit you with two songs. We're going to wait. You know, see if Prodigy's going to call in. But we're going to hit you with a couple more songs. I'm going to hit you with this Eric Sermon lyrics and this Cormega. This is old. This is like from 2014. But Cormega was slept on. That album was slept on. So we're going to try to do that. And Red, I see you just pop back on. I don't know if you got Shirtail or what, but yeah, you need to fix that shit. So, we're gonna fix it. We're going to go to some songs and we'll be back. So, Najee.
Why you got to have Shirtail?
Yes. Check it out. We coming to you live. Feels good. Studios tonight. I'm your MC for the night. They call me Mr. Gravitation Ball. Check it out now.
Go ahead.
This is Dev Squad.
All day.
If this here is my last hurrah, I'ma go all the way until tomorrow. And watch me walk in the spot and get love. Still get VIP, say to me. Like T-Pain said, it's me plus three. I can buy a bottle, but the drinks is free. Everybody in here throwing their hands up. I saw one, the feds locked my man's up. Life is funny, but I'ma do what works for me. So I proceed to get mine and have fun doing it. The best way I know how, right now, is doing the two music. But this game gonna have you sucked in, and have you stressed out in the bed tucked in. All that cause you trying to win. I do what's good for each, fuck them. So I stay fly, and no far side, ain't nothing pass me by. No, not I. Somebody explain the over, those just words. Don't backlash on something she heard words. Cause this cheer ain't nothing but rap. Truth from the youth and growing up black. But I'm okay, no need to get nervous. Never catch this kid flipping burgers. I'm in the hotel suite, room service. I'm in the bed with some type of burden. You can't fathom what I imagine. Let me stop blabbing. Hip-hop fashion, I style for the street. Technique, I freak, I style for the beat. I pay myself 20 grand a week. I mean when I speak, me and my niggas eat. Up high now, to the sky now. Things are good, what I wanna buy now. Major moves, bank stop, Death Squad, we on top.
Listen to me good.
The artist is the most important person. You are the teacher.
People listen to you, they don't listen to their preachers.
Exaggerated tales of hustling. We quick to pass judgment and fail our brothers. Instead of talking about Laura Hill, talk about Laura's skill. Truth be told, there may never be a girl as hell. Don't gossip about Dame Dad. Give props to Dame Head. Put a rise of Jay and persona Kanye. Man, niggas is crazy. That's why we ain't got shit. Rappers hate each other, not the labels that got rich. Don't care about culture, they only want profit. If your album sells slow, bet you get dropped quick. Q-Tip warned us, the industry's toxic. For reference, check out BDP Sex and Violence. What styles made, I get high, it was playing all day. What styles made, I'm black, it didn't get enough play. Word. I guess they got a problem with anything positive. Doesn't make sense if it doesn't bring dollars in.
Those that managed us, those that were our agents, those that were our accountants, those that were the record executives, those that were the owners of the record label, you never got true accounting. But nothing that you did.
What's the difference between a label and pimping? You sell yourself, they tell you how to spend it. Whole ass niggas, slow down, listen. Pimps prey on minds with no ambition. They keep you fly. Image is promotion, they keep you high. So a nigga isn't focused, you living in the moment, feeling yourself. They living in plush homes, what's really success and what's swag? I don't care how you dress or what you drive, I want rhymes that really impress. You say it's all about money, do you even invest any time in your rhymes? Let me guess, you so nice you don't write, it just comes to you. Cause you the shit, nah, you just doodle. I lyrically abuse any rapper who choose to step to me. I will bring it right to you.
Who do you think you are to them? You are nothing but a piece of meat. And you're only as valuable
job numbers can be altered to look higher. Shareholders hate taking losses. This is business. They don't care about your lyrics. The better you sell, the better future for their children. Controversy sells, so they support conflict. Makes more progress, means more profit. And artists get killed, they say they so sorry. Meanwhile, they tell you the date of his next project. What a life. Death made a more profit. Record companies get paid for your drama. And Beef DVD is on BET. So every artist who was on it was beefing for free. While the royalties are going to QD3. He Quincy Jones' son. What he know about beef? No disrespect intended. I know he got beef, but it's deep how the rich get paid off our grief.
And every one of our great artists, they dying with nothing.
And the record company executives were rich sending their children to college. You're not stupid, you're brilliant. But the question is, can you put your brilliance in a song? Can you put the condition of the world in a song and inspire young people all over the world?
Hold up, son. Word.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers. For real, niggas who ain't got no feelings. Check it out, man. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my semen. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Enough niggas deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Son, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one. Shook one. Hey, the crook, son. He just shook one.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was some must have got some trust safeguard in my life. Ain't no time for hesitation. The only lead to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, him, you don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, my son. I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clears, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn to hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my was out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. As long as I'm alive, I'm live illegal. And once I get on them, I put on all my peoples. React with lyrics like Max a hit. Your domo, when I roll up, don't be gon' sleep because I'm freaking.
This ain't no such thing. Halfway crook,
the devil, scared to look, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to devil, scared to look, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to devil, scared to look, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Living the life that is guns and guns. The numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn none. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one, shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
To all the villains and the $100 billions. And now they all want your autograph. This is wild, but you smile and you sort of laugh. Get in your Bentley, coupe, and you ride away. But understand there's a cost that you gotta pay. Make a list or you gotta kiss. And all your friends from the past, you got this. You can't be hanging with the same cast. Industry friends now, caught up in the game, black.
Cause it buys another rose. You know what's important instead of chasing Jordans? Making sure your artist has health insurance. Cause take it from me, homeboy, you're a long way from home when you suffer broken bones in Norway.
Living hoes, folks, from my reliving gross, ripping visions of hope, from not a pot to pissing broke. from no laced up Adidas to the thickest ropes. They market a campaign, I paint a struggle. Throw a champagne, you can't tame the jungle. A criminal record, I can't ring with bundles. We got the world fascinated from out of slum mode. The dominant culture, corporations robber like vultures. They philosophers, they carbon and sculptures. We get the broken promises, momentary exposure. Costing business and posters, far from what we supposed to. They keep their legends alive like it's yesterday. They forget our legends that only died yesterday. A rootin' ain't switching sides, then they desecrate.
Uncle Tom wanna plead the master. Fear's dominant strength, so to keep you passive. They use whips to chain to break your spirit of self-worth. They wanna enslave your children, or free to be whatever they dream. Indeed, this message is sponsored by heavily regarded unique MCs. Molded the culture inconceivably, like God with clay. I bring words to life supremely. It seems easy for me to keep intriguing repeatedly. Could be the reason you continue believing in me. Your favor's rewarded. Basically, I'm a pre-gentrification New Yorker and persona at performance. You can trace the style, but can't replace the aura. I spit it how I live it. I really claim the corners.
Son. Fucking New York, boy. I don't know if anybody picked up on that. I played that Cormega Industry. I played the original, and then I played the Juice Cruise remix, the following one you just heard. And I don't know if anybody picked up on that, but in the Juice Cruise original, the remix, they did the same lineup that they did on the symphony for the Juice Cruise, Marley Marl. Master Ace, Craig G, Cool G Rap, and then Cormega at the end. But it was pretty much the same lineup for the symphony. I don't know if anybody picked up on that. But, yeah, that was tight, man. That Cormega album was heavily slept on, man, when it came out, man. But, you know, this day and age, man, promotion ain't what it used to be, and people ain't checking for lyrics no more. It's mostly trap and drill music. That's, you know, with the kids like now, man, you know, like I said, we was coming up, you know, this was our shit, man, lyrics, beats and shit like that, man. We had our version of trap and drill music. We used to call that hardcore. That's what our version was. But, yeah, man, that's what's up, man. We kicked off that Cormega. We kicked off Eric Sermon with Hit Squad, lyrics, Method Man. And the rest of the Hit Squad on there. I think Keith Murray was on that piece, too. That's a slept-on album, man. That new Eric Sermon album that came out, I think it was ESP. Yeah, people are sleeping on that. And it's a solid album. It's not going to get me, Old School Source Award 5 mics. But yeah, it was a solid album, man. The Game album was pretty solid, too. I mean, it's not a five mic, I go like four, but yeah, that was a pretty solid album too. And I'm very selective in what I listen to, but yeah, that was pretty tight, man. But yeah, we got some more music coming on. We still waiting on Prodigy to bless us to come on up in here and talk to us today, man. You sound like a Bane again.
And this is my real voice.
Yeah, see, you over there sound like Bane again.
True fear.
So did you check out what happened to Lil Wayne a couple of days ago? He ain't in town. He has an estate, or well, I ain't gonna say estate. He got a home in Miami, and his house got raided. For I don't even understand how this works. How his crib got raided. But apparently, you know, he has a jet, or he was leasing a jet. And the jet, somehow the payment got to $2 million. So he owes $2 million for the jet that he was leasing. Now, they have the jet back, but he still owes $2 million. Now, here's the million-dollar question for me. How is it that all these cats with money or seem like they have money can't pay their bills, man? If you can't afford the jet, don't get the jet. Don't lease the jet. Don't try to buy the jet. Get on the plane and do what you do, but you ain't balling like that, man, where you can just snatch a jet and you can't pay for it. And you got the money to pay for it. Now, what happened, the company that he owes to, they went to court, sued him, whatever, and the judge was like, nah, y'all can't go there because y'all can't prove he has enough assets in his home in Miami to pay what you asking. So y'all can't prove that, you know, he has this money that, you know, that where y'all can just go in and take what you want and keep moving, okay? So they went to court, they lost that, all right? So then from what is gathered from intel from the nigga net, they said that they had a real estate agent or an estate agent, you know, somehow or another the agent was able to get into Wayne's house, and they went into Wayne's house taking pictures. And they took pictures of things that they considered of value in order to confiscate and collect as payment for the leasing of the jet. So once they got the pictures, they went back to the judge, they showed the judge or whatever, and the judge issued a warrant to go into the home and confiscate, you know, things of value. Now, the home is estimated at $30 million, okay? They went in there, well, they're saying that there's $30 million worth of assets in the house. And some of this stuff is like paintings. So you figure he's like, he's got $2 million that he owes. You know, they cuff maybe five or six of his paintings, plaques or whatever they could, you know, get their hands on worth an estimated value of $2 million and just take this shit. Now, I'm trying to understand how that's even legal for them to do that. I mean, you sue somebody, you know, yeah, the person is on the hook of paying, but when they pay is another question, you know, and how they were able to obtain a warrant to go into this dude's crib and just, oh, okay, well, we're going to just take this shit off the wall and this will cover your pay. Because you still got to get somebody in there. It's repo, but they got the jet already. The jet was on lease. So they got the jet back. They just want the finances, the money back. But I'm just still trying to understand how that's legal for them to just go in there and be like, all right, we cuffing your shit. And, you know,
they must,
sorry.
They must think they're the police for search and seizure. They must think they're the police now. We're going to police yourself if you don't want to pay us.
The judge allegedly was just like, okay, you know, he gave them the permission to do this. And I don't understand how that works, you know, asset claiming like that or asset collections like that, you know, because somebody, you know, went to, I don't even know how the real estate agent or agent, whoever, got in there and was allowed to take pictures of his estate like that. You know, Wayne ain't even in town. He, you know, when the shit went down, he wasn't in town. The security that he had stationed in the house, they wasn't letting him in until whomever asset collection, you know, provided some type of warrant and, you know, was like, okay, look, we got a warrant. The judge said, this is what the fuck is going to be. Run your shit, you know, and they got up in there and got his shit. And I'm trying to figure out how the fuck that's even legal, man. I've never heard of them being able to do something like that, you know, and it's not drug related. You know what I mean? You know, you go to court, you get sued, okay, yeah, you got to pay certain amount of money, you know, unless the judge specifies, you know, you got a certain amount of time to pay this or whatever. But these motherfuckers just got up in there and got his shit and kept it moving. So I'm not understanding how that even works, man. That's crazy to me, man. how they was able to do that to him, man. But yeah, they got him. it was like, oh boy, God.
Ain't that the second time a cop has gotten raided?
They did too now?
I said, ain't that like the second or third time his house has gotten raided for something?
This is the first time I done heard about it. It's I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how they're able to do that, man. That's crazy, though. You know, you can go into somebody's crib and just confiscate their shit like that, man. But they did it. I ain't getting it. I ain't understanding that one, man. So, everybody out here in Chicago right now, I'm segueing into something else if y'all didn't know. It's like, fuck Lil Wayne. We ain't talking about that nigga no more. But, yeah, everybody out here in Chicago right now, man, they enjoying, you know, if you were able to get tickets, enjoying Janet Jackson. I think this is her second day out here in Chicago. And, you know, she's here. And then, you know, I don't know if you've been keeping up on the news. I'm sure it's been brought up, you know, because they put Chicago in the news like, you know, it's the only place this shit is happening. But, you know, we got a bit of gun violence going on. And I'm, you know, yeah, it was a little boy, 9-year-old boy. They killed him in the alley, shot him, and it was fucked up because they're saying it's retaliation to the boy's father. They couldn't get to the father, so they got to him. That's the word on the nigga net. And you know, there was a young lady that was killed as well. A couple of blocks or so, I want to say a couple of blocks or so away from where it happened. She was an aspiring model, and she caught a stray. And, you know, it's amazing to me, you know, because people pick and choose what they want to be political about or what they want to stand on a soapbox about. And, you know, we had Spike Lee, you know, out here during the summer and the early spring, and he was recording a movie for Amazon. You know, Amazon has a production company now. But anyway, he was out there recording a movie called Chirac. And the thing that trips me out about people, everybody, you know, is sympathetic to the cause of the young children being shot, the grandmothers being shot. And there's at this point right now, there's a 20 grand reward for information on who shot this person, this young man, right? 20 grand reward, ain't nobody came forward and said shit. Somebody know, for 20 grand, I tell on you, you know. But somebody knows what the fuck happened. Ain't nobody coming up. But even still, even sillier is the fact that people, you know, Spike released his trailer for his movie yesterday. And now at no point in time when Spike was filming this was it said that Chirac was going to be a documentary in regards to the killing and stuff that's going on in Chicago. At no point in time did he say that. What he did say was the movie was going to be based on a Greek tragedy comedy. Tragedy in the fact that it's depicting war and how the women of the community dealt with the situation by cutting off sex to the soldiers in order to get them to stop fighting. And I get the plot of what he's trying to do, but he's trying to set a lighter overtone on it, you know. And people got pissy after they saw the documentary and never understood that it was based off a Greek comedy tragedy. Now, I get the point where they're saying, you know, ain't shit funny about what's going on in Chicago. But at the same time, it's not just a comedy. It's a message, motherfuckers. It's a message, and people need to stop killing the way they're killing, man, because that could be my kid. That could be your kid. You know,
right.
A bullet ain't got no names. But he's trying to not so much just, you know, take away from the seriousness of what's going on, but it's a new wave self-destruction song, you know, like the video self-destruction, like the song self-destruction. Okay, well, it's trying to ease into the topic and get people to look at the situation like, man, we got to stop this. You know, the way that he went about it is it's an urban take on this Greek tragedy. And that's what he was doing. But all I've been seeing in my timeline is people upset and mad and angry at the fact that he, and it's funny, you'll sit up here and you'll blame Spike. You know, people are saying, oh, he in it for the money. Oh, he's what the fuck did they say? That you know, he exploiting the community. You know, he's making a mockery of the term Chirac. Whether it was Spike or any other director that made this movie, if the name wasn't even Chirac, it still ain't going to pique interest in going to see it for what it's, you know, what it's all about and everything, man. And Spike ain't taking no money from nobody other than Amazon, who's paying him for directing this, whether it's going to be a good movie or not a good movie. That's the only person he's taking money from. What people here in Chicago should be upset about, we got a mayor that is taxing the citizens of Chicago and they're essentially taxing them on their property tax, which in my opinion is going to turn us into another Detroit, because the people that is going to affect the most are the minorities that cannot afford to pay the tax that he's asking. The tax is very expensive. I mean, it's up there, you know. And yeah, it's going to be white folks affected by it, but not as much as the people that live on the west side and the south side and everything. You think the housing bubble was bad then, where everything was foreclosed on. If you can't pay your taxes, the bank can take your shit. And there's going to be a lot of minorities that are going to be affected by that. You got a Governor Rauner, who's exploited and taking money from the people of Chicago. And this motherfucker has basically cut off daycare, medical, food stamps. He's fucked it up so bad where if you win the lottery, they can't fucking pay you, you know. And this motherfucker has closed all types of doors to the community. And ain't nobody mad at him. Ain't nobody mad at Reverend Meeks for co-signing this motherfucker and getting the black vote, you know, to go out and pull this motherfucker in. Ain't nobody mad at Emmanuel, you know, Rahm Emanuel and shit, you know, for closing all the public schools and shit. And you know, it ain't affected where he live at, you know, where his son goes to school, but Chicago public schools are affected by it. You know what I'm saying? So you mad at a movie, you mad at Spike Lee, but you ain't mad at the shit that's been going on way before Spike Lee got here, but y'all want to bitch about a goddamn movie that's actually trying to teach you some shit and get you open, not even so much aware, but just open to what could be. And motherfuckers, that's all that's on my timeline, people talking shit about it, and don't even know what Listeria, that's the name of the Greek tragedy, it's called Listeria, don't even know the synopsis or, you know, how it coincides with what he's trying to do. And it's crazy to me, man. Motherfuckers are tight about this shit, but it's been politicians that have been robbing the black community blind and nobody wants to stand up. What kills me, $20,000 has been offered to find the killer of this young man. 20. And ain't nobody saying shit. But your motherfuckers appalled. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You still alive over there, Red?
Yeah, I know I was on mute. Okay. I know I was on mute, my bad. I just think they're mad about the wrong shit. People always getting mad about the wrong thing instead of what they're supposed to be mad about. They want to take the easy route. The shit
that's always the way.
I swear, if they let Donald Trump into office, it's going to be a problem.
We talked about that shit yesterday, me, Leo, and D, and we were talking about that. And like I said yesterday, man, people can laugh at me and think I'm crazy when I say the shit, but Donald Trump said this years ago. He said he could get in a Republican and say anything he wanted and win because Republican voters, Republican leaders are fucking idiots. And to be brutally honest, he was right because he got up in there, he said shit about the Mexicans, he said all type of ill shit, and he basically saying what the fuck everybody really wants to say, what everybody is thinking on that side of the fence. So he said that, and I mean, shit, what can you say, man? This is what they think. This is how they feel. He's pretty much said the honest truth about what everybody is thinking. He don't want the Mexicans over the border. He wants to close it off. He wants to cut off certain shit on black folks. He said everything he's fucking thinking, that everybody is thinking. And, I mean, look at the polls. I mean, the Republicans are slumping. Who they got? They ain't got nobody of worth. Who they got? You know, so he's saying a lot of shit that they really feeling. I mean, it's just the honest truth. And he's going to, you know, he has a chance. The only people we got Republican, I mean, Democrat rise is Hillary and Bernie Sanders. So, and Bernie's not a bad dude. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, technically, we ain't got nobody but Hillary. Trump is high in the polls. You know, Ben Carlson, the only black Republican, you know, they ain't trying to let nobody black in again. And the way they was like Obama's a puppet, shit, Ben Carson is too. I ain't taking away nothing from his medical skill, but, I mean, at the same time, it is what it is, you know?
But he might be the only one giving him some comp, though.
Yeah, who's some comp?
I said Ben Carson may be the only one giving Hillary some competition, but Donald Trump is a fool. But that's because
that's who's winning.
Right.
That's who's winning. Fucking Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the motherfucker that's winning. Ben Carlson, Ben Carlson's about to bite the bullet. Jeb Bush is about to bite the bullet. Shit, motherfuckers was like, man, Jeb Bush's finances are pissed. Because he's not moving like they thought he would. He's not, you know, moving up the polls like they thought he would. The motherfucker that's moving up the polls is Trump. That's crazy. I'm going to let y'all marinate on that for a while, man. I'm going to play some more music, man. We're going to be back, man. Y'all marinate on that shit for a while. We're going to talk some more about that shit, man. Yeah, we'll be back. Najee here.
Stay with me. Please don't leave me, baby. I love you. Please stay with me. Someone's coming. Please, please.
It seems like everywhere I go, everybody's in a struggle. Oh, the whole is a ghetto. Oh, the whole is a ghetto, the ghetto, the ghetto, oh, oh, the ghetto.
It be jam-packed in front of the stoops in Siberia. Same way they are in the middle of Nigeria. Every part of the whole world, there's an area that if you're poor another day alive is a miracle. The blocks and watts got crooked cops that frame the innocent. No different from Flint, Michigan. Living in the D, checking in with the pimps in them. It's similar to Oak Town in the Southern Peninsula. Pretty city skyscape is a fool you look through to. Inner cities the rich won't move to. The nice parts, they well protected by a vanguard. The opposite of how these concentration camps are. Low income housing, it dwells murderers. Where children don't qualify for health services. The bourgeois act like they don't see starvations. Like they spraying Estee Lauder on sanitation.
Seems like everywhere I go, everybody's in a struggle. Oh, the whole is a ghetto. Oh, the whole is a ghetto, the ghetto, the ghetto, oh, oh, the ghetto.
headlights come on, cop cars, lights flicker. They smoke us like cigarettes, need a light, nigga. Used to chastise and string us up, despite niggas will to fight for the culture. Instead, we eating by vultures. They mix us like mimosas, hang us on wanted posters, ask for license and registration with their gun out the holster. Some of us guilty, some of us not. Some of us filthy, rich, others just watch as niggas driving the block. We think we keeping it 100, coming back to the hood. They think we flossing money, so they pull a ratchet, what's good? It happens in Compton, happens in Queens, happened to Big L, happened to Chinks and Tupac in that passenger seat. Sometimes it's internal, happens for you, happen to blink. What's beef? Cops killing niggas dead in the street. So before we look outside, we gotta look within, cause now we the dinosaurs, I think the world about to end.
It seems like everywhere I go, everybody's in a struggle. Oh, the whole is a ghetto. Oh, the whole is a ghetto. A ghetto. The ghetto.
I'm from the project buildings, high stories, my stories from violence to glory, dog eat dog world, glory in the gutter. Brother despise brother, throwing threats at each other, broken bottles and bar fights with box cutters. Alcoholics, narcotics, organized, family sleep from a gas stove, burned alive. They bagging up drugs with plastic gloves, on his way to the top with his cash he shrugs. Kidnappers, degenerate thieves and gamblers, stealing panhandlers, wrapping grands up, rubber bands on their grands, what? Playing cards and they bored, members of gangs living by and dying by the sword. Block parties, food stamp, debit cards, your hood ain't no different from ours. We share the same dreams, same money, same clothes and cars. Instead we get the same jail bars. The world's a ghetto. The world's a ghetto. The world's a ghetto. The world's a ghetto. Me and Godson jumping out of project buildings in black parachutes. Both classic, both ride through the hood in a pair of coupes. Flow sick, mix the Henny with the Theraflu. He told me I was ill at that Houston. Nigga, where was you? Hip hop critic, sit the fuck down, get a chair too. I ain't trying to kick knowledge, just a paragraph of parables. Grew up, spent the whole middle school in the same pair of shoes. Me and my brother sharing shoes, my childhood was terrible. That's why I spend nights on the rooftop, smoking medical. You got a minute, my nigga? Let me break down the variables. Adapted to my surroundings, flow better than I used to. Mama, this for us buyers, for the days I wore fubu. Having buku dreams, deuce and jeans, my nigga. Now we're in your career in 2016s, my nigga. If he the God's son, then I must be the prophet. And all this King L.A. shit, you niggas need to stop.
Everywhere I go, everybody's in a struggle. Oh, the whole is a ghetto. Oh, the whole is a ghetto. The ghetto. The ghetto.
Top note or what, man? We gonna do this harmony. We gonna do it right.
Man, come on, you got
this motherfucker
time.
Chuck gonna come in here swinging on niggas. Gonna come in here drunk off that shit. Yeah, come on, girl, let's get it right. Tighten up, nigga.
Y'all get to see him.
Hey, one, two, three, four.
It's a ghetto.
Yeah.
It's a ghetto. Oh, oh. It's a ghetto. It's a ghetto.
One more time.
It's a ghetto.
Yeah.
It's a ghetto. Oh, oh. It's a ghetto.
Hey,
it's a ghetto.
That's all right, all right, all right. That sounds good, but we need to work on this other one now. Let's get this one tight now. Lyrica, JC, Pharaoh, let's make this shit happen, man. Come on now.
Two, three, four.
Ooh, sign up.
Took your love away.
Hey.
I want to know.
Yo, yo, Will I Am, my nigga. It's your boy Dre. Yo, I don't think people know that you know how to take it to the streets.
Check it out now. Check it out now, check it out, uh-huh. It's like that, yeah, it's like that now. It's like that, uh-huh, it's like that now. That black 4-5, I gotta put it on. That chrome Glock 9, I gotta put it on. That 38 special, I gotta put it on. Never leave the house without the Teflon. Hop off the porch like,
oh, 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 oh. That new bounce, new bounce. Don't trip on me, 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 don't trip on me,
nigga, don't trip. Don't trip, homie. Yeah, I'm the opposite of Crip, homie. You ain't even gotta ask, niggas know me. I make it rain like Tony. Aventador to the corner store. I whip this hard. Compton God, watch him jump over cop cars. Yeah, I grew up doing WA, nigga, and my granny's whipping yay, yay, nigga.
Come on. Don't trip, homie. I grew up around Chris, homie. Where you motherfuckers find this phony? Acting hard, he's a tender brony. The boulevard to the prison yard. I push this card. West side rolling, wherever you are. And I've been coming up. And ain't none of y'all niggas running up. Cause I'm quick draw when I'm gunning up. Boy, you know the sun ain't coming up. Lay that ass down. Trying to milk this cash cow. Face down. Look at you now, bitch.
Oh, 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 that new bounce, new bounce, new bounce. Don't trip on me, 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 don't trip on me,
nigga, don't trip.
You know the deal, greet a nigga on your knees. Bitch, you heard the talk around town, I don't need shit. Compton, deep water, got him seasick. Murder, murder shit, ain't nobody see shit. Bomb weed, palm tree, gold D shit. Who that nigga that said I wasn't gon' be shit? Cocktail through the window with the endo. What this is, we don't stress the innuendo. We do what we wanna when we want to. And we never hesitated to confront you. And we seen shit as kids. It was normal to us, I might tell you, but it might fuck around and haunt you. I want you to come and see this shit. Don't fuck about no chores, nigga, I want you to come and be this shit. Red cube, yellow tray, and easy eat this shit. See how long it take your punk ass to lead this bitch.
Don't trip on me, don't trip on me, don't trip on me, don't trip on me,
nigga, don't trip. Don't trip, blood. I make it rain in Compton like it's a strip club. I grew up in Santana Block, that's where the Crips was. My mama's house was in the middle of the street. How was a nigga supposed to get to school? I hopped every backyard on my block till I got to Elm Street. Took the rag out my sock, and I could have been a Crip, but I ain't like blue that much. All Crip school, I ain't really go to school that much. I was selling crack on Elm, bagging up sacks on Elm. With a ratchet in my bull jacket, giving you the facts on Elm. King Frog and Big Face, they had my back on Elm. We was fighting over territory with the T-flats on Elm. I had the scrap on Elm. That's how I got my stripes, Air Max 95s, not a scratch on my Nikes, 2016, motherfucker,
don't you pull it,
cause I made it out of Compton with a stab wound and 5 bullets, don't trip on me, 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 don't trip on me,
don't trip on me,
don't trip on me, don't trip on me,
don't trip on me,
don't trip on me,
don't trip on me, nigga, don't trip, cause I'm bull like that, I'm bull like that. I'm boo like that, yeah, I'm boo like that. They said, gang, why you always act a fool like that? Cause I went to Compton High, Crip school like that. I was blood and I ain't really like blue like that. They was crippin', they ain't give a fuck who like that. Them niggas jump me, why they have to do a rule like that? Nigga went and got the homies and we flew right back. They see like that, we be like that. We trip like that, cause LA sick like that. We blood like that, we Crip like that. The blood lit like that, we out.
When you ready, let me know. When you want it, let me know, I got it. When you see me, congratulate a nigga, don't hang. Niggas will always be niggas, yup, true. That's why I don't trip on these niggas, would you? Niggas is wild like gorillas and stuck in that zoo, yup. What happens when niggas unite and start making them move? Don't trip.
Yo.
I don't give a fuck, yeah.
It's like motherfucking voodoo in here.
Yeah.
I've been down, but never been out. Around the world since I've been out. Now about to fuck around, pull the pin out. Cause kids need clothes on they back. And daddy needs new ghost folks on the black car. Still posing for flicks, holding my dickhead. At the table, ripping bread with my day one. Ain't shit changed, dog, I got the same number. Just a little bit of money, it's a fame game, huh? The hunger stronger than ever. I can taste blood on my taste buds. I'm a back of me in 8 months. Glowed up like a rave in the forest. In all white, eating orange. It's a beautiful life. 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 The high top Air Force One on canvas. Took those off at the stage wearing sandals. 4X white t-shirts that standard. And one shorts, 9'6" on the camera. Baby got me sipping in LA looks. So I hit her with that New York dick. Number 3 John Starks on a jersey. Bitch, I've been doing this for 30. The hair on my face was I'm a dominant man with no regards. Catch a boy on Queens Boulevard, stuck in a seat of something classic. Sitting on the floor like a gypsy in a basket. Damn, I'm a bastard. It's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life.
Check it out, yo.
It's a beautiful life.
The lemongrass in the valley shack. Hit up trucks, throw a dub up on my Cali swag. Cadillac dreams, transactions in between. The man in the scream, every thought worth the penny back. Boarding off that, yo, thanks for the alley act. Probably paint the cut, all black like an alley cat. Middle fingers up, you fuck boy fucked up. Did this smash out one shot, but time's up. Make the black boys go crazy, take a whip. Ain't worry about the land of life, we tryna stay shift. My reality, life on my ankle ain't actually. All you perceive, these eyes can deceive. Holding back, but I'm never holding out. So my dad, with your little trap mouth, that bow. Throw this strap at the back of the couch. Need to ever black out on any rat in the house. Smash his spouse, switch in the cash that bow. Ashes out, doesn't she pass this out? No doubt, we getting cash down. Used to be class cow. Don't worry about me from feeling like a cash cow. And it's a beautiful life. 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 It's a beautiful life.
Life, Action Bronson, off that Static Selecta album, man. Anything that Static Selecta put out, man, I get off of GP, man, because he put some nice compilation albums out, man. Anything Static Selecta put out, man, pick it up, man. Do yourself a favor, pick it up. If you are a hip-hop underground, hip-hop connoisseur, get your ass out there and purchase that Static Selecta LP or a CD. Or MP3. I guess people don't buy CDs anymore. We the fossils and dinosaurs that still collect CDs. Me, I know I'm a fossil because I still collect records when I can find them. But yeah, if anything you see by Static Selecta, pick that shit up, man. That's what's up. That game, the documentary too. The before we went to Beautiful Life, we was playing Don't Trip, Homie. I was Game and Cube. Cube, you know, you heard Cube's little verse on there. He got on there and cut it up. And, you know, Game got on there. And that whole album, man, is dope. And I'm not even a Game fan like that, man, you know. But this last album, the documentary 2, is hot. That shit is straight fire. That's straight Guylon fire. Pick that
hot
shit
fire.
Up, man. And hot fire, for real. Pick that up, man. And the joint before that was off the Game documentary 2.5. MP3. I don't think there's a CD floating around. I ain't gonna tell y'all how I got it, just know I got it. But yeah, that joint The Ghetto with Nas, that was a nice segue from what we was talking about with the presidential campaign. And I feel like this generation out of millennials, that's what they call them, 2000 babies and shit like that, because we were Generation X and shit. My time is over. You know,
yeah.
I'm knocking on the door practically to 44, man. I will be 44 at the end of this month. Yes, I'm an old motherfucker. And, you know, a lot of motherfuckers might like be like, man, this motherfucker ain't mature. I'm mature. I just like to have a good time. I'm an open motherfucker, man. This shit right here, man, it saddens me. And at the same time, it's just kind of eye-opening, man, that we might be in the end times. Of course, we've all heard that from our grandparents and shit, and our parents. You know, we in the last days and shit like that. I don't know when the fuck the last day is, but I feel like right now, man, shit is just so fucked up right now, man. It's wow. it's like some real wasteland dystopian future, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy, man, how shit is just falling apart, man, and how they, you know, I was reading something online, and it was interesting how they put it, you know, the fall of Rome, greed, false wars, too many wars that, you know, the country couldn't handle, lack of funds, internal fighting with the politicians of Rome. And then they said, they put the same thing that's going on now today in the political, you know, with America, the same thing happened to Rome is going to happen to America. And I believe that, man. Call me un-American, call me whatever the fuck you want to. But the truth of the matter is that a lot of people will not accept every empire falls one way or another. Every empire falls, and greed is going to be America's falling. Politicians are going to be America's falling. And real talk, and y'all call me crazy, conspiracy theorists, whatever, we're going to see a time when The Walking Dead is going to be a real thing, because they fucking with so much shit. They fucking with our food. They fucking with our medication. They fucking with our well-being of life, period. And there's so much black ops, and I don't mean Call of Duty black ops. I mean so much black op shit that's going on that you don't see the man behind the curtain. And that is going to be America's downfall. Either we're going to get attacked by a country, blindsided with a dirty bomb, chemicals, something. I ain't trying to be, you know, down Debbie Downer and all that shit, man, but I mean, look at the situation at hand, man. Look at us as a people. And when I say us as a people, black folks, I mean, look at it, man. I mean, if ever there was a time for it to be said we are in our last days, we are in our last days, man. The motherfuckers ain't getting it, man. And I know that, like, you know, I'm not trying to make the show all preachy and everything, but, I mean, look at what we accept. You know, we worried about Kim Kardashian stuff and Lamar Odom and you know, all the celebrities. We worried about the celebrities' livelihood and not about us as a people. You know, it's crazy, man. The shit that we look at, Housewives of Atlanta, Loving Basketball and Loving Hip Hop and all that shit, ain't nothing about that show hip hop, man, other than the fact that you have a few no name artists, you know, and we watch that shit, you know. I mean, shit, come on, man. Ain't nothing hip hop about that show. And we watch that phoniness, you know. We watch the fights. We watch, it's mostly women throwing drinks in each other's face and can't get to each other to fight. And we watch that shit. You know, Empire. I'm sure everybody watched Empire tonight, man. And the biggest thing with Empire this season, man, the biggest thing with everything on TV, and homosexuals, please don't take this the wrong way, but all the homosexuality they just pushing in front of you, man, it's like, damn. I just want to watch a show, man. I mean, I had enough of watching men kissing men and taking the ass when Oz was on HBO. You know what I'm saying? When I was on HBO, Adebisi and all them motherfuckers was taking niggas' ass and shit. You know, I had my fill of that watching Oz when that was on. I had my fill of that watching True Blood. You know what I'm saying? When that shit was on. it's like, man, everything, they just pushing the envelope. I was looking at Channel 7 the other day, man, and I had a conversation with somebody, I can't remember, but Channel 7 is owned by Disney. ABC is owned by Disney, right? Right? Okay. All the shows they got on there, man, where they pushing the envelope of homosexuality, and it's just like Disney, it's owned by Disney. And y'all pushing this shit in front of the kids and shit. And then y'all had an audacity, people had an audacity to be mad. And I'm like, how are y'all mad? Yeah. And y'all accepted it.
Y'all
testing the shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all pushing an envelope on it, man. I mean, people have a right to do what they want to, but you can't get mad because they pushing the envelope and they showing the shit on everything. I was looking at Cartoon Network, Adult Swim. These motherfuckers are literally cussing on TV on the cartoon. It is not. You can now say
outlandish
shit. But yeah, but you can literally say shit on Cartoon Network after 10 o'clock. You can literally say dick on Cartoon Network after 10 o'clock. Some of these shows on ABC. I mean, you can say bitch now. You remember you couldn't say bitch on TV? Now you can say bitch.
You couldn't even say ass.
Right, now you can say ass.
Nigga,
you can always say nigga. You can always say nigga on TV. See, when Roots came out, I never heard the word nigga so many times, man. So it's like, wow.
It was a song I had. I only heard the radio version when I finally heard the real version, and that dude was like, nigga, 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 nigga. I was like, oh, my God. He's saying it. I think it was like T-Chainz or something like that. It was one of his songs. I was like, how you know he was saying it that many times?
He's clown. You know what? I got some 2 Chainz. I got to find it. I can't play it tonight. But I got some 2 Chainz, man. That brother, he got a song out now, Little Bitch. Come here, Little Bitch.
Yeah.
You getting mad because I'm getting rich.
Yeah.
Watch out. That's what it's called. Watch out. I crack up every time I hear that, man.
You hear that song,
Drake?
You hear the song Drake got talking about me and my friends? It's me and my friends. I heard it today. He kept talking about me and my friends, me and my friends. I'm like, I thought you just said no new friends, nigga.
No new friends.
Now he's talking about me and my friends.
Me and my friends. I think that's on that Future album. I believe that's on that Future album. You'd be surprised, though, man. I actually sat up. It's just so much stuff, man, that's just going on. So much stuff that's going on musically and everything. You know, Funkmaster Flex, you know, kind of started some shit up, you know, where he went out and was like, you know, New York should only play New York artists and shit. I can't take Funkmaster Flex serious, man, because he's been so inconsistent in certain shit, man. But anyway, you know, they starting that shit up again. I have my times with the music, you know. Certain shit, man, I had to open myself up, man. I had to start listening shit, you know. I listen to Fetty Wap now. I listen to Troy Ave. Troy Ave album was actually dope. You know, but you have to balance this shit, man. You have to really balance this shit. You can't sit over here and segregate one section of the country because you don't like it and everything. I mean, I'm going to keep it real, man. The South blew up. I mean, South has had it for the last 10 years now. You know, they got it. New York sat over here. New York was the leader. South is now, you know, drill music, trap music, whatever the fuck you want to call it, the three beat, the three note music, whatever the fuck. I mean, let's keep it real, man. They got it, man. You know what? I'm going to show you exactly what I'm talking about. Now, this shit, I did not like it. As soon as you hear it, Red, I was like, this is song Red, man. This is her verse. You're going to be mad at me when you hear this shit. But I'm just like, man, this is what's taking over. As soon as I find this shit, where is it? Where is it? Where? Okay, here it is. When you hear this shit, you're going to crack the fuck up, man. But every time I hear it, I just fall out and fucking die. I'm like, listen to Red on the chorus and shit. Nah, but check this out. And y'all going to find this funny as shit. Just listen to this shit. Najee here. We'll be back.
If I fucking make you come, you gotta promise not to stress me. Don't be blowing up my phone and don't be leaving voice messages. Yeah, I can do you right, I'll do you better than your exes. I told that nigga to stop it, he was talking out his necklace. See, the difference is with me, I never needed niggas ever. I leave him where I met him, I ain't tripping off no exes. Goons in the cut, try to talk you out your necklace. If you ever disrespect me, pussy, don't be disrespectful. I said, woo, I said, I know, I know, I know. He heard about me, he was waiting on me at the door. I said, woo, yeah, that mink all on the floor. You some busted shit at skating, 6 and 9 come in at 4. We got glow sticks for you hoe chicks, bitch, don't act like you don't notice. I'm very antisocial, social network ain't my motion. I show no emotions, niggas, bitches, it's disgusting. Bananas with the Trojans, pop that pussy for a legend. I said, woo,
up off me, they want my backs and coffins. It's so cold in Indy and they still won't take my jacket off me. Back when I couldn't afford to get it, mix and master, homie. My mama fronted me that money, so it's no backup, homie. Bitch, so back up off me. Bank account look like a ballot, homie. Yeah, it's checked up. My niggas packing, you get the trip and they unpacking, homie. Yeah, I overdo it. Yeah, that's salad, homie. Yeah, I'm overdressing, ain't no salad on me. Me and Dave together, holy matrimony. Oh, it's hard to smile and shit when they ain't free one. I got real ones on trial and shit. Fuck all my peers unless we talking about Belle Isle and shit. The check is 7 figures, I might try and dial the shit. And if I fucking make you come, don't be blowing up my phone. Lately I've been messing with girls who tend to own shit on their own. I turn dusk in the dawn, turn my chair to a throne. Fuck her off in the whip, make her take Uber home. Culture, their chromosome. I grew up without a hammock, I did everything except panic. Feel me? Finally famous, the family, and we expanding on the top floor like we tanning. She throwing tantrums, she gon' hold his dick like a Grammy. I give a bomb D and do damage. She like,
ooh, I know, I know, I know.
Detroit shit, man.
Back up off me, I say, ooh. Bitch, back up off me, I say, ooh.
What'd you say now?
I said, I don't like her.
You don't like that?
No, I don't like her voice.
I ain't mean to insult you. I was just cracking up. I was playing with you, though. But man, that shit cracked me up when I heard that shit.
Yeah, because I was saying, ooh, I know that shit was wrong. It was like, what's she singing up to that song? She got a catchy song. I just don't like how she sounds. I'm just like, eh. Sorry for a little
she, me up when she like, But this is what's popular, and the same little ding, 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 ding. It's like the beat. Like three beats. Somebody just got a three key piano and just doing what they do, man. You know what I'm saying?
And it's catchy.
It's catchy though. You know what I'm saying? Because when I first heard it, as soon as she started with the ooh ya ya shit, I was just like, wow. And then when you go out and, you know, hit the scene and you see grown-ass women singing this shit, and it's just hilarious to me, man. But this is what it's come to. This is what it's come to.
Yeah, that's like somebody said to me, you know beats. And I was like, yeah. And they was like, you don't do trap music, do you? I tell me, I mean, I can, but I'm from Chicago, so I'm well-rounded. I don't, you know.
Well, see, you can't even say that no more because Chief Keef, you know, that's the king of drill music, you know, whatever the fuck that means. But
maybe I should say,
you know, that's
the old school era. It's like I like different shit. You know, I like pianos and strings, and I like dark shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, well, I can't, you know, I have to. And then I like techno music. I like acid. I like jet. You know what I'm saying? So my shit's got all that in it. So it's just like,
so you
be killing them again.
So what you're saying is you ain't feeling the ooh, ooh, ya, ya shit.
I mean, when I'm riding down the street smoking, maybe. I might say, ooh, back up off me.
Right. What's funny, you know, I listen to Sway Show a lot. And Heather B, man, she be funny as hell, man, when I listen. And it's funny because when she starts singing the shit, I just fucking lose it. I fall out and start laughing, man. But this is what it has fucking come to. This is what our generation likes. You know, I can't say my daughter likes this shit. I don't know. I'm not certain if she does, if she doesn't.
Man.
But, you know, this is what it comes to, you know.
It
is what it is. The shit has changed.
She talking about, do I know Duda Kwan? I'm like, what? What you know about that? She be in here, the good man, she be in here trying to do her own stuff, too. I said, okay, you ain't got to sing that stuff. Sing your own stuff. Trying to get her on the path now. But
it's funny, though.
But you know what? Years and years, you know what I'm saying? When I used to go to them you know, how can I get down in all them WGCI music seminars and all that. They were saying that. They were saying all you got to do is have a catchy beat and something that somebody's going to repeat. That's the hook. That's it. A nice beat.
That's what it is.
They said that years ago, talking about, you could talk about wiping your ass with some tissue and somebody going to sing along with you. So it's just
the shit don't even have to barely rhyme. It's like there's no lyricism in it anymore. You know?
I could say, I picked the booger and threw it, hey, and they going to say it right with me.
I wish I could get it. It's a song that Fetty Wap did. It's an intro song that Fetty Wap did, and I was just listening to it, and I was just like, wow, this is what it has really come to. And it's amazing. It's amazing, man. And like I said, I'm changing, you know, like I said, I listen to that Deja Loaf and Big Sean, you know, because when I'm at work and I'm riding around, I listen to that shit. And at first, it was just like I would just switch from it. But after a while, the shit grows on you, man. I mean, literally, it fucking grows on you.
They're beating you over the head with it. Think about the songs that you don't like. You probably know a lot of words to. The songs you really like.
I don't know the words to it.
You keep you they gonna play
the
it. You will.
So
you're just talking about back up off me.
No, what kills me is when she goes, I hate real niggas. I'm like, what the hell is that shit? I only talk to real niggas. I'm like, what is that? But yeah, it's changed. Dean was he hit me up while we were listening to Deja Loaf. Looked like
today.
We got stood up. Yeah, we got
stood
up.
Not today, homie.
I ain't, Yeah, I ain't tripping though, man. You know, I have fun anyway. I hit y'all with some new music, and I'm gonna have some more new shit for y'all next week. I wasn't on next last week because my laptop fried out, so I had to get a new one. So I got a new laptop, mm-hmm. y'all.
I need a new one.
I wish you was here because I got one you could have, but yeah, you need a new one.
I ain't come here now.
So you go right up here and pick it up, huh?
I just don't get it now.
I got one sitting if you need it, man. I got an extra one sitting up here. It's an old one, but it'll do what you need to do. You know, ain't no battery for it either. You got to keep it plugged up. But like I say, it'll get you through. But I used to have like three of them and shit, and I gave one to my daughter, and she fucked it up. But I'm gonna get her another one and everything. She fucked up a cell phone. I had to get a new cell phone.
How old is it?
Kids, man. 14.
Oh, damn.
And you know what? It wasn't her fault with the cell phone. Because I give her hand-me-downs anyway, you know. But, the last one she had a Samsung Galaxy 3. And the damn phone, I guess the power button fucked up on it or whatever. And it kept rebooting the phone. So, you know, I had to go to rip your ass off T-Mobile and hook her up with, you know. I gave her my old phone and then got me another one of the same phone I had, you know. So she would have a new phone and everything. You know, you wait, you know, your little one going to be hitting you in the pocket. By then, they'll probably have phones grafted into their skin and shit by the time she get a phone.
Everything she asked for is expensive. I'm like, you want what? You want a Barbie? No, I want a Zoomer Kitty. It's like $80. I'm like, what's
Jesus
this? What?
Christ. Shit,
that
hoverboard
where people both
my daughter. I ain't getting no hoverboard. She can hang that up. See, I didn't even get roller skates when I was a kid, so she ain't getting no hoverboard.
I just got some roller skates.
Yeah, see. She's grabbing kids, man.
You
up. You don't
know
how to say,
though, but, you know, she be busting her.
Yeah, I saw that she was trying.
She
was trying.
She's going to get it. Yeah.
She was trying.
Look, we got hardwood floor. We got hardwood floor, so she be here. Pew! I'm like, She going to slip and fall.
That's fucked up.
She's zinging in here.
She got a helmet. We got stood up. Prodigy didn't show up. And, you know, like I say, I ain't mad. We gonna keep it moving and everything. I'm gonna hit y'all with one more song for the night, and we gonna call it a night. And hopefully we'll get Prodigy sometime next week. I don't know, but other than that, y'all gonna nod your heads, and we gonna keep it moving. But just because it's Prodigy, and I don't hold no hard feelings, I'm gonna go on to play this joint. This is hip hop to me, so I'm gonna hit y'all with this. And I'm going to tell y'all to nod y'all heads. We'll catch you next Wednesday. Check out D. I don't know who he got on tomorrow, but I'm sure it's going to be good. So nod your head.
Yep.
Catch y'all next Wednesday. Peace. Okay, that's if the shit plays.
Yeah, I get my thug on the 41st side of the neck. I used to be in love with this bitch named Ian J. Don't fuck with her no more, now I fuck with Tangeray. Tangeray introduced me to her first cousin Gold. Last name was English and the first name O. But Gold couldn't take the dick, it made me lazy. We split apart and now I'm at this new trick, Zany. Not me and Zany, we've been together ever since. I love combines to form a science. What is this? I bust a cherry. Took a virginity in 91. Now that she's open, everybody wanna tap something. Go get your own, don't make me have to fucking clap something. I love my shorty more than life, now ain't that something. To love your Zany more than living itself. Even though my friends tell me she ain't good for my health. When I go pick her up, they tell me put her back on the shelf. They say your peace, she only wants you for one thing, that's your wealth. But I don't pay attention, cause she's my baby, the Zany. You know she drive me crazy, she's my number one lady. Met her back in 89, now she's 22, acting like she's 40. She said, all I need is a man to support me. Besides, you from the 41st side of things. And Queensbridge niggas be acting like they kings. Pushing Lexuses, wearing fat diamond rings.
Diamond
my cellular
rings.
Phone rings supreme. International, think rational. The 12th Street crew move back when we come through.
I think the whole world's going insane. I fill my brain up with Zany and drink away the pain. I think the whole world's going insane. I fill my mind up with liquor and drink away the pain. I think the whole world's losing its brain. I fill my brain up with liquor and drink away the pain. I think the whole world's going insane. I fill my mind up with Zany and drink away the pain. Pain.
Tommy Hill was my nigga, and others couldn't figure how me and Hill figure used to move through with vigor. Had to sit and plan on how to make these seven figures, said the brinks is coming through, yeah. At Fashion Avenue, at Tuesday at 2, now we got a former crew of motherfuckers who ain't going out like Tucker. Told me call Kanai, and all my other brothers, yeah. I told my sister Walker, who was the smoothest talker, negotiate the deal with the mother money stalkers. Diesel drove the Beamer, the hatchback of course, Nautica or navigate to keep us on course. Whole nose acting bolo, trying to say he the boy. I said shut the fuck up, the kid is out with the loose at. Got a big trade Pam, it's just a shoe bat. Tim is on the roof with the 12 gauge rifle. Scope is on the top, so you know he live at Eiffel. Took the aim of Oswald, caught him north in the face. All them other kids, they had their tools aimed at space. Levi had the snub, so you know they getting laced. Donna Cameron was crying, cause man shells was flying. Damn, all we want is a piece of the pot and Nike scooped the stash cause he moves like air. Threw them shits up in the trunk, now we up out here. Got back to the mansion to divvy up the paper. Helly Hansen was the brain of the whole entire caper, so she felt it was right for her to get the whole slice. Everybody in the crew didn't think it was nice. I guess not, and guess was hot, so guess what? Guess took the jigger and jigged it in the gut. When you play with crime, sometimes it's not too fly. Even though the goods look deceiving to the eye, the end situation can leave your ass dry. That's why you got to walk on by, walk on by, walk on by, walk on by.
Bring that Danny home, man.
My man P, put me on to the shorty. Him rock. Strong enough to make your heartbeat stop. One sip, I thought the bitch was a fucking warlock. The more she started giving me the strong I got. Pushed her off to the crew, then she started getting jealous. Steam, cause I spent more cream with the fellas. Fuck them niggas, spend that cheese on me. See if they beat you around when you need pussy. Then I thought to myself, yo, this trick is right. Gathered up all my dough, so I spent the night. I can't help it, she got my brain in the headlock. Niggas started riffing, why you checking? Yo, this shit must stop. Mom's like, you need to see the AA. Better hope to help your ass out on the same day. But never that, I got the shake, so I need that. Son, call me stressed out, I just be that. But when it comes to him, rock, done, I need that. She's my shorty for life, so fuck the feedback. I think the whole world's going insane. I fill my brain with the Henny and drink away the pain. I think the whole world's lost its brain. I sip away on the liquor and drink away the pain.
The brothers who ain't here, pour a little something on the floor, son. Time to get a little bent, do our thing. World up before the first side of Queens. We getting bent, know what I mean? It's an everyday thing. Henny got my mind in a headlock. Zany got me going crazy. Zany take me away. Zany take me away. Zany take me away. Hold up. Zany take me away.
Even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.